actually worse off than where we were.
The demand for glyphosate exceeds supply. That situation began in August of 2020 when China was dealing with flooding. That was followed by freezing temps in Texas that shut down natural gas production and the hurricane that closed down a Bayer facility in the Gulf for 5 weeks. Bayer North American glyphosate portfolio lead Matt Muckerman says strategies are in place to deal with product shortages.
Both the main areas that supply the market have been hit with all these weird things, and now it's all about how do we make it up, but also how do we make the most of the gallons that we do have? How do we look, especially as Bayer, how do we look at what other products do we have to supplement where glyphosate may not be available, and making sure that we're working with farmers and our retail customers so that they can understand what's really needed on that acre.
There's no crystal ball, but Muckerman believes the glyphosate shortage will likely extend into the second quarter of next year or beyond. Muckerman, who spoke to ag retailers last night in Fargo, says costs have responded to the supply situation.
It's not unforeseeable to see one or two price increases throughout the year in a normal year, whether that goes up or down. This year, I think we're up to 7 or 8 price increases. Again, a lot of that's based on, you know, the supply we have available, the loss of supply and production that we've had throughout the season for the reasons I mentioned, but also the demand we're seeing driving those prices up. We do try and price against our you know, the Chinese generics and try and be at a slight premium to those, and those prices keep going up due to input costs and as well as, you know their cost of goods going up, but also the tight supply that they have as well.
With glyphosate